The following year, 1976, Nestlé filed its first patent for a single-serve coffee system. Favre is one of those people who pop up in history and do great things, Marco Ristelli, Nespresso's head of product and development, told me at Nespresso's offices in Lausanne. Okay, it's not Einstein, but what he achieved within kitchen appliances will stay with us for a long time. Today, some 14 billion Nespresso capsules are sold every year, both online and from 810 brightly lit boutiques in 84 countries. More than 400 Nespressos are drunk every second. Hundreds of rivals and imitators have emerged, some making capsules for Nespresso machines, others pushing competitor systems. The firm employs more than 13,000 people, and the Nespresso magazine, which the company has referred to as a biannual pleasure guide, has a circulation of more than 2 million. In 2013, the most recent year it released figures, Nespresso's revenues totaled $10.8 billion. Its success has provided its public face, the actor George Clooney, with the means to maintain a private satellite over Sudan. For a certain kind of business traveller, the sight of a little Nespresso pod in a drawer by the minibar has become as familiar as a Gideon Bible. Buying a machine grants you membership of the Nespresso Club, literally, and also membership of the Nespresso Club metaphorically. A global fellowship of people who care enough about their morning brew to spend 40 or 50p or 5 grams of it, but not enough to spend more than 30 seconds preparing it. In their homes, the distinctive hum, whir and clunk of a machine in action has taken its place alongside the churn of a dishwasher. If Nespresso had been a startup from Silicon Valley, everyone would be hailing them, says Rory Sutherland, the vice chair of the advertising agency Ogilvy, who owns 3 Nespresso machines. They're like a Swiss apple. 30 years after its successes, Nespresso has scale, experience and buying power that no other premium coffee company can match. But, increasingly, it finds itself threatened from below by its rivals' cheaper capsules, and from above by fussier coffee enthusiasts. The more scrutiny Nespresso has attracted, the tighter it has drawn the curtains. It no longer releases figures about its sales or revenues, with its results buried in the overall Nestlé reports. James Hoffman, the author of the World Atlas of Coffee, describes Nespresso as a black box of a company.